Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to view and listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you'll become a regular listener each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a TV program that airs right after this broadcast on Public Access Channel Number 6 entitled Searching the Scriptures from 8 to 8:30. Please give it a view. We also have an extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. We encourage you to go out there and take a look at it and let us know what you think. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the meeting times of our services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is to have you come and study and worship God with us, that we might show you the need to have God in your life and have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. We want to begin this morning to continue the series that we began in February entitled Pattern Theology. There is an understanding in the religious world and even among some of God's people that the Bible does not contain a pattern, that the things that we read in the Bible are not examples, are not models, are not designs, and therefore they do not have to be adhered to or followed in how we do things in our service to God. We looked at some Old Testament things last month, and this week we're going to begin today through the month of March, and we're going to look at some acts of worship to see if God has a pattern for how He wants men to worship Him. This morning we're going to briefly examine the Lord's Supper. We begin this morning by reading the institution of the Lord's Supper by the Lord Himself in Matthew chapter 26, beginning in verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink anew with you in my Father's kingdom." So we see that the night in which He was betrayed, He established a new pattern, a new design for a memorial service that would commemorate His death, and the unleavened bread would represent His body, and the fruit of the vine would represent His blood. Now, in Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, we see that this pattern is followed by the early church. In Acts chapter 20 and in verse number 7, Paul was traveling, and he tarried in Troas to be there on the first day of the week. And in verse 7 of chapter 20, we have an apostolic example. Now, the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight. Notice, it was the first day of the week, and they broke bread. And if we go back and read passages like Acts chapter 2, and verse number 42, after the beginning of the early church, when the church was established on the day of Pentecost, and after 3,000 gladly received the word and were baptized, we see in Acts 2, verse 42, it says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and the fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers." Again, this is the spiritual work of the church, and one of the things that is referred to is the breaking of bread. And so what do we learn so far from the pattern that God desired for the Lord's Supper? First of all, it is to be done in remembrance of Him. We also learn that it is to be done on the first day of the week. Now, there are some who have taken the liberty that that doesn't mean every first day, that you can do it once a week, or you could do it once a month, or once a quarter, bi-monthly, maybe twice a year. But again, it's not necessary to do it every first day of the week. Here's my question, ladies and gentlemen. When God told the children of Israel to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy in Exodus chapter 20, did they ask which one? Which Sabbath were they to keep holy? Every Sabbath. Why? Because there was a Sabbath in every week. When are we to partake the Lord's Supper? On the first day of the week. On Sunday. Which Sunday? Every first day of the week. Why? Because that's what the Bible gives us by apostolic example, to do it on the first day of the week. if you or I take it upon ourselves that we could do it once a month, once a quarter, bi-monthly, maybe twice a year, again, where are we going to demonstrate the authority to do that? We're assuming that we do it on the first day, but a special first day, then that will be acceptable with God. But God said to do it every first day of the week, because the first day of the week comes every week. And so we partake of the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week. So now we know that we're to take the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week. We are also to do it with unleavened bread and fruit of the vine that represents his body and his blood. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we have the attitude that we must have when we partake of this supper. We begin reading in verse number 22. It says, "What do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I do not praise you. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." Now in these passages, again, 1 Corinthians 11, 22 through 29, we read of the attitude that each one, when they partake of the Lord's Supper, must have in order that their partaking and communing with Christ would be accepted. Number one, we need to have the right mind in that we need to do it in a worthy manner. It says, we are to do it and remember, it says, as often as you do this, you do it in remembrance of me. Why do we partake of the Lord's Supper? In remembrance of the sacrifice of Christ. We partake the Lord's Supper every first day of the week to commemorate and to remember the death and the price that was paid in order that we might obtain salvation. And so we do it every first day of the week. We don't do it every other first day of the week. We do it every first day of the week. And we do that in order that we might show the Lord's death till he comes. The Bible also says that as often as you do it, we demonstrate to the world that Jesus died. We demonstrate to the world that Jesus died on the cross for our sin. Now, we're also told, beginning in verse 27, that our hearts must be right, that we must drink it in a worthy manner. And it states that it can be drunk in an unworthy manner. How do we do that? How do we eat the bread and drink the cup in an unworthy manner? We don't examine ourselves. We don't discern the Lord's body. That word discern means to look in the mind's eye. When one partakes of the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week, their heart and their mind should be centered upon the cross. They should go back in their mind to the time that Jesus hung on that cross, suspended between heaven and earth for 6 hours, and gave his life as a ransom for many, as we read in Luke 19, verse 10, and that we remember the great price and the great sacrifice that was made when Jesus died for us on that day, on Golgotha, when he went to the cross in order to redeem us and to buy us back from our bondage to sin. Now notice in verse 29, this text says, if anyone eats and drinks in an unworthy manner, he eats judgment to himself. We violate the principles of our instruction if we do it in an unworthy manner. If when we partake of the Lord's Supper, we're thinking about what we're going to have for dinner, or we're thinking about what we got to do on the job next week, or we're thinking about what we're going to do on Monday, and our mind and our hearts are not centered on the cross, then we're drinking it in an unworthy manner. And when we drink it in an unworthy manner, then it will not be accepted by God. Remember, this is a communion. It is a joint participation that we are doing with Christ. Remember, In Matthew 26:29, he said he wouldn't drink of the cup again until it was new in his Father's kingdom. The Father's kingdom is the church. And so when we come together on the first day of the week, we come together in order to break bread, to commemorate the death of Christ. And the simple emblems that he instituted on that time was the unleavened bread and the fruit of the vine. So the pattern for the Lord's Supper is that we have unleavened bread, fruit of the vine, and we do it on the first day of the week. We do it in remembrance of him. We do it to proclaim his death, and we do it in a worthy manner, discerning the Lord's body and remembering what took place on that dark day when Jesus gave his life for the ransom of the world. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in the religious world today, there are people who take the Lord's Supper on any day. There are some that take it at a funeral. They might have a funeral. Somebody dies, and at the funeral, they will give people the opportunity to take the Lord's Supper. It could be on Friday or Saturday or Tuesday. It doesn't matter. They do it that way. Then you have other people who, as I said earlier, they take the Lord's Supper bi-weekly, once a quarter, maybe monthly, or have special communion Sundays where they take the Lord's Supper. Again, where is the Bible authority or the Bible pattern that gives us that authority to do that? If we're going to be faithful to God, if we're going to worship him in spirit and in truth, and that's what Jesus asked that we do in John 4:24, that we must worship God in spirit and in truth, our attitude must be right, and it must be according to his instruction. And so if you or I are going to partake of the Lord's Supper in a way that brings honor and glory to God, and that honors the reason that we do it and why we do it, then we're going to do it on the first day of the week. We're going to do it with an unleavened bread and fruit of the vine, and we're going to do it with a good conscience, and we're going to do it in a worthy manner, and we're going to discern the Lord's body and go back to Calvary and remember what was done for us on that dark day. Now, ladies and gentlemen, does God have a pattern in how he wants to be remembered? God's Son did not tell us to remember his birth. He did not tell us to celebrate his birthday. There's no pattern in the Bible for that. He did not tell us to celebrate his resurrection by a special sunrise service on Sunday. That pattern is not contained in the Bible. Yet the pattern that is contained, the pattern for the Lord's Supper to be done when the disciples come together and when the church comes together on the first day of the week, and to be done every Sunday, and to be done with the simple emblems of unleavened bread and fruit of the vine, and to be done to proclaim the Lord's death and to remember the sacrifice, and to be done in a worthy manner, that example, that pattern is in the Bible, but many reject it. Why? Because they believe the Bible is not a pattern. Ladies and gentlemen, open your mind, open your Bible. God, in his infinite wisdom, desired and commanded man to worship him. One of the acts of worship is that we remember the death of his Son upon the cross. That is the only memorial that God asks us to remember. And so if we're going to be obedient to God's will, if we're going to be faithful, and if we love him and do his commandments, we will partake of the Lord's Supper every first day of the week, and we will do it in a manner worthy and acceptable by God by remembering what he did for us. Thank you for listening. Please tune in again next Lord's Day as we will look at another act of worship in the pattern.